my
ground,
and I won't
this is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call-in number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And you're not mistaken. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. Unfortunately, Eric from Kafiristan, who usually occupies this seat on Tuesday evenings, will not be doing a show for the coming future. And it has to do with speech, particularly free speech in America. Free speech for America has come under assault. It's come under assault by progressives since 1913, but more so when the great black dope, Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, put things on fast track, the dismantling of our constitutional republic. And Charles Krauthammer probably coined it best back in 2009 when he said, Barack Obama will systematically dismantle our constitution. For that matter, our constitutional republic. And that fell on deaf ears. But we saw the train of abuses by Barack Hussein to Tora Obama and his sidekick, the bumbling buffoon Biden. But such buffoonery, though, was to dilute and redefine the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, to redefine the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment of the Constitution is pretty clear. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights were ratified effective December 15, 1791. 211 years ago? 220 years ago, which is where we are approaching. 220 years ago, our brilliant founders, led by John Hancock, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, Alexander Hamilton, had the foresight to form a constitutional republic, a representative democracy, not a democracy, not just a democracy, as the left-wing anti-constitutionalists like Hillary Rodham Clinton, Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, Nancy Pelosi, all are trying to sell these days. And somehow their voices now have become what is considered mainstream. The redefining of speech in America. The redefining of speech in America to define, what is considered hate speech now. But who determines that? A little cabal off to the side in Washington, D.C.? Sharia compliant groups like Hamas Care, the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, the Muslim Brotherhood actually told us exactly what they were going to do. It's this thing called the Explanatory Memorandum, the Civilization Jihad Process. A Civilization Jihadist process, with all the word means, is that the Ikhwan means the Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Now, Vito, why are you bringing that up with regards to free speech? Because these fundamental devout groups, such as the Muslim Brotherhood, which was formed in 1928 by an Egyptian school teacher by the name of Hassan Al-Banna. Hassan Al-Banna knew and wanted nothing more than supremacy and dominance of the West by Islam. And not every Muslim who comes to America believes in this doctrine, but collectively, they're not speaking out. I mean, you have Hamas Care who goes around the country and bullies, harasses three of our members of Global Patriot Radio, Eric from Kafiristan, our own Big Al, and Minister Osama Dakduk. They go around the country and they harass, they malign, they abuse, and they abridge the freedom of speech that is afforded to Big Al, to Eric from Kafiristan, to Osama Dakduk. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And somehow today, under the reign of the Democrat Communist Party, they believe that it's incumbent upon them to redefine speech in America, redefine what they collectively think speech should be. And make no bones about it, the Democrat Party is in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. End of story. Look who's inside the White House today. And these same individuals of the Muslim Brotherhood are attacking anyone who dares to speak about Islam. The Muslim Brotherhood coined the phrase Islamophobia, meant to attack, meant to instill fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. Where have you heard that from? Oh, that's right. It's called the Holy Quran or the Generous Quran, the Islamic doctrine, the Islamic constitution, the word of Allah. Now, certainly America is not perfect, and that's not what we're saying. But when you have an ideology that seeks supremacy, seeks dominance, and really, ladies and gentlemen, seeks to dismantle our great republic, it is time to fight back, whether it is the Democrat Communist Party in America. Because, folks, the Democrat Party is not democratic. Today's Democrat Party is not democratic. So take that word democratic out of your vernacular. The Democrat Party nor any of their members are democratic. They might be demonic, but they're not democratic. The Democrat Party in America should be renamed the Democrat Communist Party. The Democrat Party has aligned themselves with the Muslim Brotherhood, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all subversive organizations working well together to dismantle our constitutional republic, to instill fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. Somehow, January 6, 2001 is such an egregious act, but burning down and causing tens of millions, hundreds of millions, perhaps billions of dollars of destruction in what, 140 cities in the United States of America, including New York City, Seattle, Portland, up in Michigan, St. Louis, somehow that wrath of destruction for the violent arm of the Democrat Party is okay. The death that the Democrat Marxist Party, the Democrat Communist Party, the Democrat Party, and their strong-armed thugs left behind during these, oh, what do they call them, protests? Pales. I mean, it to say that January 6th was an insurrection and it was an attack on our democracy, because that's what the Democrat Party loves to coin is, well, it was an attack on our democracy. It was, and of course, bumbling Biden, it's the worst attack on our democracy ever, which is not true, which is not true. You can go back to when five Puerto Rican nationals stormed the United States House of Representatives and killed five people, attacked House members, members of the United States House of Representatives, and killed several. The people of January 6th weren't armed. They were also allowed into the United States Capitol by the Capitol Police. So who called the stand down order? Huh? Was it Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House? See, this is how disingenuous this government is. And James Madison wrote about this in Federalist 51. Our founders foresaw this. James Madison stated, for the people to rule wisely, they must be free to think and speak without fear of reprisal. And sadly, we have Eric from Kafiristan right here in Global Patriot Radio and Osama Dakduk, who are facing reprisal on a daily basis, including threatening their livelihoods. lying about what they do. We have the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's taken it upon themselves to determine what is hate and who's a hate group now. And somehow the Southern Poverty Law Center is now the benchmark to determine who's a hate group in the United States. The Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, doesn't put themselves on the list. The list of intolerant, the list of bullying, and that's sad. In the United States of America today, for the people to rule wisely, they must be free to think and speak without reprisal. And we're facing reprisal at every turn. If you dare speak about Islam, you're an Islamophobe. You're a hater. You're a bigot. You're a racist. Of course, the new phase or the new fad in with the Democrat Communist Party is to label everybody a white nationalist and a white supremacist and a racist today. You know, this is how the left wing is frightening and fracturing America. Vice News tells its young readers to be frightened of conservative white men in a recent article about the Biden administration's anti-domestic terrorism strategy. With 4.4 million followers on Facebook and a million Twitter followers, the outlet reaches a bevy of millennial readers, often influenced by identity politics ploys. That is pure Marxism. That is pure Marxism instilling fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. Where have we heard that before? Oh, the generous Koran. The First Amendment is not merely an expression of liberal freedom, but a Republican freedom as well. And don't forget, the United States of America is a constitutional republic, a republic, not merely a democracy as the left-wing anti-constitutional Marxists are trying to sell today. America is a constitutional republic. The liberal conception of liberty defines it as absence of government interference from your life. Or in the 20th century evolution, liberty means that the government provides for a certain standard of living, you know, like social insecurity, like shutting down the U.S. economy for 18 months and paying people $650 a week to sit on their asses and not get back to work. You know, be dependent upon the federal government, because that's what liberty means under the progressive redefining of America. But the Republican notion of liberty is different. A free republic is one in which people are governed by laws that they themselves have had a hand in making. From this perspective, freedom of speech needs to remain nearly absolute. But of course, not for the progressive causes, not for the communist causes, not for the Marxist causes, not for the Islamic causes, which the Islamic causes place Sharia over the United States Constitution. However, you have the Islamic causes who align themselves with the Democrat Communist Party because they're both working for the same cause, and that is to dismantle the United States Constitution. And don't forget, Hamas Care co-founder Omar Ahmad stated, Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. It's exactly what Hassan al-Banna said in 1928. That was the mission statement of the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928, in 735, in 1225. And today, you have the Muslim Brotherhood who is harassing individuals, going to their places of business, trying to get people fired by calling them haters, by calling them bigots, by calling them racist, even though Islam is not a race. So you have the Islamic organizations, you have the Democrat Communist Party who've adopted the person of color narrative, that phony doctrine, that phony narrative, the phony soundbite person of color. It's almost like It's almost like the left wing in adopting climate change. You know, global cooling didn't work. Global warming was a sham. And so now we'll just go ahead and call it climate change. And it's exactly what the left wing, who is mired in identity politics to fracture and divide the United States of America, uses the term person of color. The Vice News claims that without evidence that the main perpetrators are white racist men who target people of color, women, religious groups, and LGBTQRS community. And you see the power of identity politics. You see the division and the separatism in which the progressives, the Marxists, the communists work. And it's funny, I found that claim, Vice's claim about religious groups, to be interesting, because if you're a Christian in America, you're a demon by progressive standards, by the communist standards, by the Marxist standards. So what religious groups are they referring to? What religious group is writing the check to these progressive initiatives? And the Biden strategy acknowledges that in American history, domestic terrorism didn't begin on January 6th, but has been a feature since the beginning. In other words, America has always been endemically racist country because of white and male domestic terrorists. And that's absolute garbage. It is absolute hogwash. But this is the progressive movement, and is to redefine speech in America. It is to invoke identity politics in order to instill fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. Where have I read that? I read that in the Quran, I thought. And today, the bullies of the Muslim Brotherhood go on the attack. And thanks to anti-constitutional groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's given the Muslim Brotherhood a sense that they can go after anybody and everybody that who they disagree with. It doesn't matter about the Islamic doctrine. Okay? It doesn't matter about the Islamic mission statement. The Muslim Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. So what does that mean? That means that they embed themselves in the United States of America. That means that they compromise our constitutional republic because it's man-made law. Man-made law is not recognized by devout fundamental Sharia-compliant Muslims. Therefore, they can go after anybody and everybody they can, as they are going after with Eric from Kafiristan. And you wonder why people change their name and go under an alias when you start speaking out about Islam. You know, it's funny. I hear the members of the squad, you know, the incestuous Ilhan Omar and Rashida motherfucker Tlaib, all talk about being harassed and death threats. And you know, they I'm sure they get some threats. But I will tell you this unequivocally, that the death threats by the Islamic community is unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea the level of threats the Muslim Brotherhood places on individuals that they despise. Whether that is Minister Osama Dakduk, Eric from Kafiristan, Vito Esposito, or Al, or Paul Sutliff, or Andrew Harrod, or Gani Edelman, you have no idea the level of threats that are made to people who have a difference of opinion of Islam. David Wood, Robert Spencer. You have no idea. The Islamist organizations are not lily white. They are vicious individuals. They are vicious. And CARE, Hamas CARE, plays by a different set of rules. They seek to play the victim. They seek to play the victim. But remember, Mustafa Carroll, the director of the Dallas CARE office, stood on the Capitol steps in Austin, Texas, and stated that they are above the laws in the United States. They are above the law of the land. It's Omar Ahmad, who was with the Islamic Association for Palestine before it was shut down by the federal government because they were funding terrorist organizations, Hamas, who stated that Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam, the only accepted religion on earth. And there's a reason that mission statement is in place. And of course, the cowards of CARE aren't going to acknowledge nor bring that up, nor in the Muslim Brotherhood, because the cowards of the Muslim Brotherhood have to work covertly, you know, get into the back pockets of buffoons like Biden or anti-American, anti-constitutionalists like Barack Hussein Sator or Obama. Not forget, it was Barack Hussein Sator Obama whose political career was launched by domestic terrorists, the very white people, okay, that bumbling buffoon Biden wants to attack today. Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, two domestic terrorists who killed a police officer, blew up federal buildings, federal property, and now they are in colleges and universities in the United States teaching. Their manifesto, Prairie Fire, was to undermine our constitutional republic. And they found the perfect individual to put that mission forward and on fast track, which is Barack Hussein Sator Obama. And now you've got the buffoon Biden with communist cackles Kamala, okay, who's now undertaking even more of a destruction of our constitutional republic. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion. If you're a Christian in America today, you're under attack. Christmas is under attack. Jews are under attack in America. It's like it's open season on the Jewish community in America today. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. And you see, this is what liberals, this is what the progressive movement, this is what the Marxist movement is doing a roundabout with regards to abridging freedom of speech. They are determining what speech is acceptable. I mean, just look at the fascist Facebook. Look at the fascism of Twitter. They suspended the then president of the United States accounts. Both Facebook and Twitter determined that they did not agree with President Trump's speech. His free speech, the president of the United States of America. And he was censored by fascists of Facebook and fascists of Twitter, who then doubled down and still have suspended his account, or anybody who was in his administration. Not to mention, the fascist Facebook owner, Mark Zuckerberg, invested tens of millions, perhaps a couple of $100 million, to defeat President Trump in this previous election in 2020. Now, you think maybe there might be a little bit of a conflict of interest? Conservatives singled out on Facebook? Conservatives singled out on Twitter? Twitter and Facebook are supposed to be now the social media platform norms? And they are determining what speech is acceptable. And if you toe the conservative line in Twitter, you lose your followers, you're suspended. And under their analytics, your message doesn't get out. They make sure that it's only seen by very few individuals. Yet they want to be the mainstream. They, Twitter and Facebook, have determined that they are the social media platforms, and you have to live by their rules, not the rules of the United States Constitution. Oh, well, they're a private company, Vito. Oh, and yet this private company, Facebook, invests $300 million to defeat the president of the United States and then terminates his personal account. How much did Twitter invest? Huh? We got it on the down low. We actually got it by accident, I'm sure, when Minnie Mike Bloomberg disclosed that he spent $60 million in the 2018 election to get Democrat Marxist elected in order that Nancy Pelosi can become Speaker of the House. Many Mike Bloomberg of Bloomberg News used his wealth to sway the election in 2018, not to mention how much he spent in 2020 around the United States. It was like $100 million in several states he spent in order to get Democrats elected, in order to give the Democrat Communist Party more of a majority in the United States House and in the United States Senate. And now we see, as the three houses in Washington, D.C. are controlled by the Democrat Communist Party, how destructive the Democrat Communist Party truly is. Nancy Pelosi is one vicious, bitter, partisan woman. Nancy Pelosi is one bitter, partisan woman. We have anti-constitutionalists running our government today. They have fractioned our society with identity politics. Well, you have people of color, you have women, you have the LGBTQ community, you have the trans, and you have the religious groups, and then you have the left wing, and you have people that are right-handed, you have people that are left-handed, you have Democrats, Republicans, you have the Democrats, socialists. We are the United States of America. But Marxists love to fraction society. They want to fraction America. Conservatives don't really care if you're gay. Conservatives don't care if you're left-handed. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're white. They don't care if you're Asian. They don't care if you're from China or from Japan. They don't care. The majority of Americans don't care. But the communist movement has made this an issue in order to fraction society. And the Muslim Brotherhood has glommed on to the Democrat Communist Party because it's the same objective. It is to dismantle our constitutional republic. It is to dilute and to dismantle the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble, or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Five components, and they've all been abridged by the bubbling Biden buffoonery administration. The Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The anti-constitutional administration that is in place right now got slapped down by a federal judge who stated what part of the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Don't you understand? You see, but the progressive mentality is to dilute the Second Amendment, to make this about killing Bambi, to make this about hunting. Okay? Why do you need, you don't need an AR-15 to hunt. That wasn't what the Constitution was put in place for. It wasn't for hunting, and it wasn't for the pansies out there who might be offended, the snowflakes, who might be offended by a word. Suck it up, cupcake. Okay? The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. They knew a tyrannical government. They lived a tyrannical government. They were dealing with Great Britain, King George. They were dealing with that. They had firsthand knowledge. And the founders, how brilliant they were. How brilliant they were. Right in the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Right in the First Amendment, they could have made five amendments out of the First Amendment, but collectively they were so smart, and they knew that respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof shall not be abridged. And under a guise of a pandemic or a plandemic, now your right to peaceably assemble, your right to assemble and practice your religion is being abridged. And now you've got the progressives, the Democrat Communist Party, redefining what speech is. So I got a caller that's on the line. Got your hand up, so I'll bring you on here. Good evening. Welcome to Global Patriot Radio. Your name? Hello?
My name's Joe. How are you doing?
Good, Joe. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, one thing that you're missing, even though you're right about the Democrats, is that the Republicans are their butt buddies. The Republicans could stop all of this, even though they don't have a majority all the time. They can filibuster any type of laws that the Democrats want to pass that infringe upon our rights as Americans. So in my opinion, the Democrats and the Republicans, they're just different wings of the same vulture. You hear what I'm saying?
You're not going to get an argument out of me on that. I think that there's an establishment party. I've heard it called the Unified Party. We have both sides of the aisle are guilty of it. Certainly, it's kind of funny to hear when people say, well, the Republicans need to stand up. Oh, well, now the Republicans led by Kevin McCarthy are speaking tough. Well, where were they 4 years ago when President Trump needed help, huh? It's all part of it. They're all part of the same deep state government.
That's right. That's right. For the first 2 years, they weren't for Trump at all. They only came on board when they found out that Trump was being very popular via his rallies with the American people, that his policies were exactly what the American people wanted. He laid out his campaign promises, and he fulfilled them. Two,
he did.
With the obstacles from the Democrats and the Republicans. And all of a sudden, what's his face? Lindsey Graham is his best friend.
Right. Well, you know what? And what did it take? It took someone to stand up to the establishment and say, enough is enough. You know, we're not going to do things as business as usual. And that's why when you hear buffoon Biden come out and say America is back, well, certainly America is back to the same old failed liberal policies, the same old failed big government, and there's nobody in the Republican Party. I'm sorry. And I said it yesterday, there are a few in the Republican Party who are standing up and speaking out, but it's very few. And there are many disappointments in the Republican Party. And that's why the Democrats are getting away with what they're getting away with, because it's one party system. It's a unified party. It's a government party. It's a deep state.
Exactly. And the only person within the Republican Party that I liked for years and would have voted for him for president was Rand Paul. But I may be mistaken on this, but the way that he said that the Constitution are not certifying the electoral votes, the popular votes to make the Electoral College go to Trump's way, in other words, to decertify under the guise, which he believed at that time, of election fraud, I didn't quite understand that. Even though afterwards, when Trump was out of office, he then says he suspects that there was election fraud.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could not see 100 affidavits, how you cannot see at least two videos as not being evidence. Giuliani himself said anytime you have an affidavit, it's legal evidence. It may be bad evidence, but it's legal evidence. And you have 100 people putting themselves on the line under oath, giving witness as to what they saw with regards to the election fraud? Come on. I don't believe anybody in Congress at all. None. It's all political theater.
Yep. Agreed, Joe. Absolutely agree. 100%. So what can be done in your opinion?
I'm glad you asked. I am not going to give the old was turning out to be a cliche. Well, run for city council, run for assemblyman, work your way up, you know. Because when you state the argument, well, if you run for a political office, it was election fraud. If election fraud could steal the presidential election, it's not going to allow you to be elected. But you listen to the conservatives. I don't even listen to Hannity or Levin or Rush Limbaugh died. Are those guys anymore? Because they're all Paul Revere's. They're all the British are coming, but they don't offer solutions. I'll give you my solution. The cops. The cops are the main the obstacle to this tyranny. Because if they say no to the governors and the mayors that have been telling them to lay down and let Black Lives Matter kill them, maim them, burn down their precincts, if they say no, what are the governors and congressmen and mayors going to do? Call a cop?
Like Gavin Newsom did?
The cops stand together. Yeah. If they stand together and they say, we're not going to be your punching bags anymore. We're not going to kiss your boots anymore. We're not going to allow our precincts get burned down anymore. We're not going to allow the American people's neighborhoods get burned anymore. And we are not taking any more orders from you. We are standing for the people. I think even the lowliest sheep will rise up and say, yes, and stand behind the cops. And I think it can be done. I think, you know, if the Oath Keepers get their act a little bit together, now they're under attack too, poor guys. But if they can actually organize the cops, and the cops say, hey, no more, okay? If Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and even the FBI, who infiltrated Trump's rallies, even if the FBI come and they start violence, we're going to shoot them dead. So my solution is not me, it's a goal. A solution to me is if you have a step-by-step plan. I don't have a step-by-step plan. But the idea of us going to run for assemblyman, a student, a city council, by the time we get elected, the America will be called United States of Russia.
Well, you know, there's still a little bit of truth to the grassroots side of it. And, you know, we've dealt with the Islamic side. And there is a campaign that the Muslim Brotherhood has undertaken. They tried fielding candidates for their national offices, but they now realize that they could be more effective at the grassroots level. And that's why we're seeing a lot of changes at the grassroots level. But the American people are pushing back. And just with this whole, you know, critical race theory that's trying to be implemented, the American people have had enough.
Right.
And the one thing that Donald Trump has taught us is that we can speak out and we should speak out. And James Madison was right with regards to speech in America. Okay, we have the right to speak out and we should speak out. And no more should we allow the Democrat Communist Party to dictate our speech, okay, and to redefine who we are. Enough's enough. And if it takes running for city councils, if it takes running for county commissioners, if it takes running for state legislative bodies, we should undertake that because the Muslim Brotherhood is doing that today in America.
Well, the Muslim, in Minnesota, I think they have a town which actually allows them to use Sharia law. But I'm going to disagree with you. Yeah, we can address our differences. We can make an address to the government. But it's not going
to
make any difference.
Not
the election fraud is in.
Yep.
It's in. We have, right now, the people in Congress, they're the ones who make laws, but if their laws cannot be enforced, then they have no power. So if the cops refuse to do what they say, like the sheriffs, we have some good sheriffs who say, mm-hmm. federal agents, if you come into my town and you try to impose a sanctuary city, or if you try to disavow the audit, we're going to arrest you. That's what we need more of.
Agreed.
You take away, but right now, if we just write our congressmen, or if we protest, get into the street, they don't care. Congress doesn't care because they're either being blackmailed, extorted, or bribed for them to do what they do. They don't care about us. Our votes don't matter.
They're,
they never
they're
have
in there.
Mattered.
Agreed.
You know? So what the cops have to do it for us. You see, as a civilized country, our means of redress, our means of getting things done was by the vote. But the vote was taken away from us. So we got to get it back, but we have to do it in a way that's going to be faster than if I run for city council, if I run for assemblyman, or if I run for mayor. Let's say I'm elected. It might take me a couple of years to try to do something to repair the damage that's been done by a Democratic government. But in 2 years, where do you think our country's going to be?
It's going to be, yes, agreed. 2022 is going to be a big election, and the American people need to just drop the hammer right now enough's enough. Because 2022 is going to be a critical election year for America. But if voting fraud was perfected in 2020, look at the damage that can be done in 2022.
Precisely. Just about to get to that. It's already in. The fix is already in. The Democrats, the Marxists, the Rothschilds, the central banks have already taken hold of America. They've taken a hold of Europe, Greece. That's why the European Union was formed. The IMF, the central banks, they've got us by the short hairs. We have to stand up, but if we stand up and just protest, we'll get mowed down in the street like they've done in China. But we need the cops on our side. They have to wake up and stop being spineless. They're citizens. They have the power. If they say, we're not going to take your crap anymore, Mr. Mayor or Mr. Governor, then I, certainly, if the cop needs me in the street, I'll be there. I think millions of other Americans with their guns will be right beside the cops. If the cops stand up for us, we'll stand up for them. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, law enforcement is the separation between a civilized society and tyranny, so, and civil unrest. And that's why the Marxist movement today is to create civil unrest, is to demonize police. It's why you have these anti-constitutionalists and anti-Americans like Ayanna Pressley, incestuous Ilhan Omar, Rashida motherfucker Tlaib, who want to defund police all around the United States. Yeah, and look, it's already been done in Seattle or Portland, where the assembly there has decided to defund police, and it's just, you know, they are the wall between civilized society and anarchy, and the Democrat Communist Party has espoused anarchy, and now they are demonizing those people that they deem to be on the right side of the aisle, and that's why you have the organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center who are trying to intimidate and bully organizations and individuals so that by labeling them haters and hate speech and hate organizations. But this is all part of the same Democrat Communist Party position in order to divide America and in order to create this civil unrest. You know, the Democrat Marxist Party was okay with the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, perhaps billions of dollars in damage that their thugs, of BLM and Antifa, did destruction around the country last summer, including destroying cities, burning cities, killing police officers, maiming police officers.
That's right.
And yet the Democrat Communist Party was okay with that. And suddenly there was this great insurrection that occurred on January 6th in Washington, D.C. Oh, it was such an insurrection that the Capitol Police were given a stand down order by Nancy Pelosi and opened up the doors and removed all the barriers to the people walk into the United States Capitol. That's not an insurrection. So, Joe, I got to go.
It's not an insurrection. Okay.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I got about 10 minutes. I'm going to wrap up the show here today. So, but thanks for the call.
All right.
Spot on, man.
Sure. Take it easy, man.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, there's a man who listens to Al. Al has said it week after week that the police are that wedge, okay, between a civilized society and anarchy. And Joe is absolutely right. But this is what the Democrat Communist Party wants. The Democrat Communist Party wants civil unrest. They want this division. You know, it's why the campaign of identity politics is an essential part of the Democrat Communist Party in America today. It is why that they look at people and they call it's people of color now. Okay? It's women. It's religious groups. Okay? It's the LGBTQ community. Oh, wait a minute. What about the Islamic terrorist who walked into the Pulse nightclub and killed 49 Americans who then pledges allegiance to ISIS while he was killing people in this Pulse nightclub? Well, you can't use the term Islamic terrorist, Vito. Oh, okay. How about the soldier of Allah, the self-proclaimed soldier of Allah who jumped on a picnic table at Fort Hood, Texas, and killed 13 soldiers, including a pregnant woman, and wounded 30? Well, you know, you can't call him a a Muslim terrorist. Okay, so he was a Muslim who was a soldier of Allah, but you can't call it that. And yet, it is the same Muslim Brotherhood groups who go out there and bully, badger, and seek to silence those who speak out against the intolerance of Islam. Why is it that Hamas Care can't call out their fellow brothers and sisters who are Islamic terrorists? They can't call this to stop. Yet they want to play the victim. Yet it's Hamas Care that goes around the country and harasses Osama Dakhdar. Why? Because Osama Dakhdar is a threat to the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? Because he speaks their language. He speaks Arabic. He knows the Quran front and back. He knows the Bible front and back. And he's a threat, just like David Wood is a threat, because knowledge is a threat. If you get rid of this threat, you can then force your doctrine into society, like UN Resolution 1618. One of the biggest frauds that's perpetrated on the Western civilization, it is designed to silence speech. It is a means of shutting people down when they talk about Islam. And yet, the same organization, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, has yet to come out and demand that Boko Haram stop killing Christians, stop the genocide of Christians, stop kidnapping young Christian women and enslaving them, raping them, and sending them to their death. The killing of Christians in Lahore, Pakistan, burning down of churches and locking Christians inside and killing Christians. The extermination of Christians and Yazidis in Syria. And where is the useless nations? And they're bent on imposing UN Resolution 1618 on the United States and the Western civilization. And if you don't think this is an issue, just look how Canada folded with UN Resolution 1618 and redefining it as MS-103. Yeah, Canada adopted UN Resolution 1618. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was then Secretary of State, tried to get then Attorney General Eric Holder to find a way to impose UN Resolution 1618 into America. But Article 6, Paragraph 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution states that the U.S. Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. And that means UN resolutions, that means OIC resolutions are invalid. Unfortunately, we have a Democrat Communist Party who has little or no respect for the U.S. Constitution. Oh, they give it a soundbite in this narrative, oh, the rule of law. Well, it's hogwash. They have no respect for freedom of speech in America. And when you have organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood who send out their thugs and their strong arms like Hamas Care, like the SPLC, okay, and to silence speech in America, you know that something is wrong. Eric from Kafiristan should not be in fear of losing his job for exercising his right to freedom of speech. He says nothing to malign anyone. He is an expert on Islam. He is an expert on Christianity, as is Osama Dakhdar. Of course, Osama Dakhdar's biggest threat to the frauds of Hamas Care is that he speaks Arabic. He grew up in Egypt. He understands the culture. He understands the doctrine. And that is a threat. That's why he's bullied. And yet you have also got the frauds of the SPLC who demonize Osama Dakhdar and call him a hate preacher and have put his ministry on their hit list, on their hate hit list. It goes to show how much of a fraud the Southern Poverty Law Center truly is. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea the level in which the Islamic groups in America will go to intimidate, to instill fear, who send out death threats. You have no idea. We keep it to ourselves. because we love the challenge. And then you listen to these cowards of care, these cowards of the Muslim Brotherhood, and I'm getting threatened, and everybody goes, oh really? We see it on a daily basis against us. We live it on a daily basis, followed, okay, in our cars, our license plate numbers down. Going to rallies and you watch Palestinians take their thumb and bring it from one side of the neck to another to signify slicing your neck off, huh? Huh? No, man, it is messed up. It is messed up. Free speech in America today is under attack, and it's the Democrat Communist Party who is behind the systematic dismantling of our United States Constitution. And it's time to fight back, not take it. Listen to Annie at Southern Sense Talk Radio, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I know she's in the chat room. Hello, Annie. Listen to the Global Patriot Radio Network. Our network tomorrow night, you've got Hank Jones with Poly Sports. Paul Sutliff. Paul's got a new book out, The Cancer of Islam. Paul does a lot of work, and here's another man who faces reprisals from the so-called religion of peace. Listen to his show, The Sutliffian Report, on Friday, on Thursdays. Friday, we got Andrew Harrod, Dr. Harrod, brilliant, brilliant. He's also a writer for Jihad Watch. 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, Osama Dakhtik, Minister Osama Dakhtik and Beautiful Christie, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, we'll have a stand-in for Eric again. Keep Eric in your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, enough is enough. This man's livelihood is being threatened. He is being threatened, and he's being unnecessarily maligned. And it's the anti-Americans who are doing it. Since when in America you can't speak your mind? You have a difference of opinion? Let's talk it out. If you're really not intent on changing America, Islam is not America to be equal, but to become dominant. We should be aware of that mentality. That is not what America was founded upon. Al and I will be back on Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I wish you all the best. Thank you for joining me tonight. A little bit impromptu, but please keep Eric from Kafiristan in your prayers. And let's not take this intolerance, this injustice that the Islamic organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood are instilling in the United States of America. We should not tolerate this. God bless you all. Be safe out there. Good night, Sue. I hope you're doing well. Take care, baby. Bye. Good night, folks. Ciao.